A Republican-backed bill in the North Carolina General Assembly would stop the state from joining an organization that helps maintain clean voter rolls. Rusty Jacobs looks at what's behind the measure.
Karen Brinson Bell has wanted North Carolina to join ERIC since she took over as executive director of the State Board of Elections in 2019.
What we would like to do is to be able to update beyond just the data that we have in North Carolina to ensure that when someone moves across state lines or dies across state lines, that is accurately reflected in our voter rolls as well.
The Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, was started in 2012 by seven states, four of them with Republicans in charge of elections. Its members share information on the movement of voters. So when a person moves to another member state but forgets to change their old registration status, the voter rolls get updated properly.
It is the only game in town. There used to be another program called CrossCheck that dissolved.
The interstate CrossCheck system was promoted by now Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, one of the most vocal proponents of the lie that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential race. The system was shut down in 2019 amid data breaches and litigation by civil rights groups. Meanwhile, since 2012, ERIC's membership had grown to more than 30 members, a balanced mix of red and blue states. It's a voluntary organization run and funded entirely by its members, and the bylaws must be adopted by a supermajority vote of 4/5 or 80% of ERIC's member states.
That was by design from the beginning, and it's the way it should be.
David Becker heads up the Nonpartisan Center for Election Innovation and Research. His organization distributes grants to states for help with elections administration and also provides legal assistance to elections officials facing harassment and frivolous litigation. He worked on elections law for the U.S. Department of Justice in the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations.
For ERIC to work, it's important that blue states and red states can both join and are both incentivized to join.
For example, Becker says, blue states might promote policies that encourage eligible voters to register, whereas red-leaning states might want to put more focus on cleaning voter rolls.
And if you talk to any election official, what they'll tell you is, we should be doing both. We should make sure that all eligible voters are on the list, but only eligible voters are on the list.
Until recently, Becker was an ex officio non-voting member on ERIC's board, but stepped down amid attacks from the right.
I didn't think it was good for ERIC to react to disinformation centered around me.
Becker has become a lightning rod for conservatives who sow skepticism about elections. As the head of the elections program at the Pew Charitable Trusts back in 2008, Becker helped conceive and set up ERIC. Becker says partisans on the right who claim they're fighting voter fraud in the name of election integrity are seeking to disband an organization that is one of the best tools for preventing such fraud, as rare as it is.
They want losing candidates to be able to raise more money after an election, spreading lies about why they lost that election.
People like Donald Trump, the MyPillow guy Mike Lindell, who holds election integrity summits while steering disgruntled voters to his retail products with promo codes, and candidates like Carrie Lake, who rakes in campaign funds while trying to litigate a victory out of her certified loss in the 2022 Arizona governor's race. The disinformation about ERIC is yielding results, though. Last year, Louisiana pulled out, followed by Alabama, whose Republican Secretary of State ran on the issue of leaving ERIC. More recently, Florida, Missouri, West Virginia, and Ohio also have left ERIC, all states with Republicans in charge of elections. In Ohio, Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose previously called ERIC one of the best fraud-fighting tools available. LaRose is in a GOP primary for U.S. Senate. Now, the skewed message seems to be getting through to some Republican lawmakers in North Carolina.
I don't see that we need to share the information of our citizens with everybody in the world.
Mitchell Setzer is a longtime state representative from Catawba County in the foothills of North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains. In last year's general election, he ran unopposed in his House district, covering Catawba and part of Iredell County. However, he did have to fend off two other Republicans in a primary. Setzer filed a bill this session that would repeal funding for North Carolina to join ERIC. The bill comes just a year after the GOP-led legislature authorized the use of federal election funds to join ERIC. Setzer says his bill is a response to constituent concerns about the sharing of voter data and personal information. Eric's member states share voter registration data, including records with information like name, address, date of birth, and the last four digits of Social Security numbers. Eric does not disclose detailed information about its security measures, but the website says the organization applies something called a cryptographic one-way hash to protect sensitive voter information from hacking. David Becker is not the only one who sees efforts to disparage Eric as cynical and hyper-partisan. It's also Republicans like Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. He tells WUNC that Eric is a cornerstone of the conservative Republican principle of maintaining clean voter rolls.
Anyone that would say otherwise is being played by people that want a dirty voter roll. And they want to then, if they lose an election, can blame it on having a dirty list, or they'll use it to litigate their way to winning an election.
After the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump infamously called Raffensperger and pressured him to recalculate Georgia's results and find the 11,870 votes he would have needed to prevail in that state.
The purpose of Eric is to make sure we have clean and accurate voter rolls, period.
Raffensperger says Eric has helped Georgia remove hundreds of thousands of obsolete voter records from Georgia's rolls. He says pulling out of Eric would only make voter rolls dirtier, which is not conducive to a vibrant, healthy constitutional republic. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.